Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Right here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, and I get to be your hostess for tonight, and it is indeed my pleasure. And you know, this is my most favorite day of the week, Tuesdays. I get to host this show with some of the most incredible guests in the world. So, just bear with me because I'm on fire tonight, and we have such an awesome show tonight that the show has me more excited, too. So we're talking about Countdown to the Water of Life Symposium, the third year. Oh, my God. So I can't even imagine what everybody's going to be saying and calling in and what all we got to celebrate even before the event. So let me slow down a minute. And, you know, there's a couple of things that we got to do before we get started. So, always, always, always giving thanks to our ancestors. Always. Without a doubt, always. But we thank our ancestors for being with us at all times. And particularly on Tuesdays, as we discuss issues that aren't normally talked about in open settings. And so we ask for the lifting up so that we have the courage and the stamina and whatever else it takes to discuss these issues in a frank and open manner. So ancestors, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we wouldn't be where we are right now without you. And so we just want to honor you and respect you at all times. And we love you. Amen. Ashe, ashe. So look, I'm going to suspend with every other little thing I do to get started on this show because I'm so crunked up right now. We have got to get going in this thing. So look, audience, it's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So we talking tonight about it's going down. The Water of Life Symposium is celebrating its third year in just 17 days. It starts on the 20th and it ends on the 22nd. We'll be at the Westgate Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada. There is still time for you to register at wateroflifesymposium.com. Go on, come out, share with us. I had a brother that reached out to me on Facebook earlier, and he said that he listened to the rebroadcast of the show because he missed the show, but he felt the love. He felt the love. So that's what you feel when you be around us. I tell you, we some wild, crazy people, but we are. It's all about sharing the love. So look, if you're invited to be a part of the live discussion, right, just be mindful of your language and any profanity or vulgar, rude type of conversations we just don't tolerate here on Life, Love, and Wellness. So I would ask that you give us a call at 516 931-9819 and just push 1 on your dial if you would like to speak live on air with us. And then if you're not speaking, once I've opened up your line, just mute your phone out so that we have a good quality of sound on the call, because sometimes when you don't mute your phones, there's a lot of static and rumbling or a lot of stuff in the background. So just do that for me, please. You can always go back and listen to any of the rebroadcasts at blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, S-A-N-D-Y-R-O-D-G-E-R-S. All right. That's all the setup I got for you. I'm going to play a little music, and we're going to come back and get this thing rocking and rolling. You are listening to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a little quick music, get ourselves pumped up, and we'll be right back. By the creator of the Water of Life Symposium and my favorite nephew in all the world, Anthony A.K. King. You can get his music at www.anthonyakking.com. Again, that's called Getting It On. I wanted something upbeat, because that's what this is all about. Life is upbeat. This symposium is just going to be out the roof, man. And we're coming together to honor each other in the choices that we made, in the person that we are, in the person that we're becoming, and just however we show up, that's what we're celebrating. And so we've had cases in the past where people have just overcome a situation and they came and there was just so much more love given to them, and just through massage and energy treatments and just everything. So this is such, I guess what they used to call it in the past, right, is love fest. So look, before I get going, welcome back to Life and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We are talking about the Water of Life Symposium. It is 17 days away. It starts on the 20th of September, and it goes through the 22nd. It's in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Westgate Resort Hotel. And you are still able to go on and register and attend at www.wateroflifesymposium.com. It is my honor and my pleasure, and I'm so proud of this young man. You know, a lot of times we don't say what we need to say to people until after they've gone on to the next round, whatever that is. But let me go on record. This September the 3rd of the year of 2019, and say that my nephew, Anthony Tony, a.k.a. King, those are all the names, Anthony is what he told me last time he was on here, but nonetheless, we have been so close with one another for so many years, like 30, 40 years. I mean, like, that real close, supportive, loving, encouraging, I got your back. What you trying to do? I got you. Let's get it done. All of that, you know, and there's never any question between us because we know each other like the best of everything, the best of friends, the best of family. And I just want to acknowledge that he has proven that it's not necessary to go to a college or a university or a trade school, that you, when you're given these talents by the Creator, by the Most High, by God, by love, by the universe, that you just stand straight in it. You know, you stand very tall in it and you go on about your business. Because you know you already got it. You don't be second-guessing things. And so he's taught me a lot about strength, and he's taught me a lot about a lot of things in life. So I'm not going to get really carried away in that. But I would like to introduce my nephew to the world right now. Like I said, his name is Anthony. Tony, a.k.a. King, he is the creator and the producer of the Water of Life Symposium. We're in the third year, I believe number three is completion. So it's going to be a ball. Hey, my darling, are you with us?
Greetings, DJ Red.
Hey.
How's my favorite auntie? Well, I don't have to ask that. That's actually frivolous dialogue. I know how you're doing. I'm listening.
Yeah. I'm ready. You know, this is the most anticipated event of the year. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm ready for it.
I appreciate all those accolades. I'm eating them up. I had a talk with my cousin, you know, your niece. I don't have to say her name, but she's my cousin, your niece. And we were talking, and someone, she told me that her kids told her what a great mom she is. And she told them, no, I'm just your mom. I said, you know, you just reminded me of something my dad told me. Now, it's a word that he used, and I'll get back to it. I don't use it anymore, but this is the word that he used in his dissertation to me. My father moved with me to live when I was 35. That's when I got to know my dad. I moved him from Cleveland. He was 57, which I'll be in a few weeks. Actually, 13 days or so. I'll be the age that my father was when he came to move with me. I was 35. And I was excited. You know, I'm in the record business. I drive a Mercedes. I've always had a little chump change. I ain't never been no broke dude. And I'm excited that my dad is with me. So I take him to a meeting with me. And the meeting's just a lunch meeting and some record company execs and, you know, a couple of celebrity friends of mine, and I'm introducing them to my dad, and I'm excited. Meetings goes well. It's a beautiful day. The bill comes. Pretty hefty bill. You know, I got it. You know, I got it. So we get back home, and my dad, you know, I want him to be comfortable. He moved here. He uprooted. This is new for him. And he says to me, son, you're a really great dude. Of course, you're talented and just wonderful. I'm like, thanks, Dad. I appreciate that. He said, I noticed something else about you, too. You like stealing blessings.
Mm.
That's what I said. My heart kind of just sank. You know, I'm spending my whole day trying to impress this dude, whether he knows it or not, and then I just hear some devastating news about myself that I didn't know. Right. He said, I noticed that when the bill came, others offered to pay. And to have, you got to give, son.
Hmm.
And you took that away from everybody. I said, wow.
Yeah,
point.
Powerful.
When somebody's giving to you, receive it.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough out here. It's tough enough. We got enough devastating news, bunch of sad news, right? And
yeah.
This fake thing we do call humble. You know, the folks, I won't say folks, humility is kind of like turned into a characteristic. And listeners, y'all know what it is. I come on here and we chop it up. We chopping it up. Humility is a spirit. It's not an outward characteristic. Just because you ain't ate in 30 days and your mouth is chapped and you walk in the room all drawn in and whispering and, oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That don't mean you ain't stole that dude's wallet you just walked past. See? Humility ain't an outward characteristic. It's a spirit.
Mm.
You dig? Get some folks to speak boldly. Really humble. Words like fire. But humble. Spirit of humility. Hey, Auntie, let me engage your listeners. If you're listening, check this out. Rarely do I do this on Life, Love, and Wellness, but I'm going to do it today. So those that know me know I'm a fan of the King James Version of the Bible. been reading it all my life. So while me and Auntie are chopping it up, pull it out, the King James Version. If you don't have it, look it up on your phone. It's a digital age. And turn to Hebrew chapter 10. I'm going to read a couple of verses. Meanwhile, while y'all getting it together. Hey, Auntie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, while they looking that up, you know what AM and FM stand for?
I do not. I used to know, but...
What?
Yeah,
I got so old, you.
Yeah.
It don't mean I'm smarter than you. I bet you that. I learned that a long time ago. AM stands for Amplitude Modulation. FM, which is, you know, the medium that came later, Frequency Modulation. Modulating the frequencies. And, you know, we use that word loosely. I'm a real musician, so one thing I know is those frequencies matter. You know, even like when we're talking about them spraying the sky or harp, and you see the wave patterns, it's frequency, vibration, sound, movement, manifestation. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because you remember we grew up in Southern California, and you remember 1580 K-Day?
Yeah, I sure do. That was a station. Are you kidding?
Come on now. Hey, on your AM dial.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Yep.
And you know, 1580, for those of y'all that's old enough to remember the dial, you know, now I've got the numbers on there. You can probably just tell Alexa to turn to the numbers now.
Whoever she is.
Right. Hey, Alexa, turn to 1580. Turning to 1580. But when we had a dial, right, we turned, and 1580 was all the way down at the end.
Exactly,
right?
The last thing, yep.
It ain't the last thing, but it's way down there on the end. And it's funny that you said that because that's my point. If you go to 1600, you know what it's going to sound like?
Crackling.
But if you on 1580, right? I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you mean that much to me. That's 1580.
Yep.
If you go to 1600, let's say you on 1580, and then you go to 1600 right in the middle of it. Sound like this. I know you want to leave me, but I re- Right?
Yep.
You got to be on the station.
Hmm.
On the channel.
Yeah.
Hey, it ain't personal. Because you couldn't get on the dial. You just didn't get, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse. You didn't get that. You got, hey, what I was trying to look for, man, I was trying to get it to get, hey, right on. But you didn't hear nothing, though, did you? But, oh, what time is the thing, man? Hey, man, it's don't make no difference. It's over with. Don't worry about it. Yeah, man, but you know, hey, do you ever listen to, hey, we talking about 1580, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be on 1580. You got to be on 1580, Auntie.
Yep.
You know, this is a channel. Life, Love, and Wellness is a channel. It's a lot of channels. Blog Talk got a lot of channels. Instead of Blog Talk, you know, it was Blog Talk when it was new, but now after all these years, they should call it Blah, 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 Blah Talk. Blah, 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 blah. Because it's a lot of blah, 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 blah on Blog Talk. Now, if you want to tune in to this blah, 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 the greatest blah, blah, blah going right now about the water, you got to be on Life, Love, and Wellness right now. The Sandy Rogers Show. You dig? Now, I know by now your listeners have turned to Hebrew chapter 10. So y'all just scroll down. I'm just going to read a couple things. Just a couple verses. It's all right. Verse 22. Check this out, Auntie. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Look at this. Having our hearts, what? Sprinkled. We talking about the water, y'all. Sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in what? Pure water. I ain't talking about the tap. It says pure water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. You hip to the wave? For he is faithful that promised. Talk about your ancestors. Verse 24. And let us consider one another. That's what you said. That's what made this even doper. Go back and listen to yourself. You said this. Listen what? And let us consider one another to provoke. That's almost an oxymoron. Provoke? Consider? Yeah, we're going to provoke unto love and to good works. That's what it says, to provoke. That means something you hear might provoke you. You dig?
Yeah.
In love, but provocative nonetheless. Verse 25 and the last one for right now. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. Underline that. We're going to come back to that line. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. You see that? As you see the day approaching. Y'all see the day approaching. September 20th, wateroflifesymposium.com. You can go there right now. You see the day approaching. It says, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Now I'm going to hang out right there for a minute, Auntie.
Okay.
See, we've heard that statement before. I'm sure some of y'all have been to church before and you heard that, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. And that means, you know, in most cases, to, you know, for many different people to gather together in a room, right? And they say we are assembled together. If you went to school when you grew up, you went to an assembly, right?
Right.
It was deemed an assembly, or to assemble yourselves together was just a lot of people in a room. coming together of different entities in a room. When you drink this water, the assembling of ourselves, listen, y'all hear that? Assemble yourselves. How many selves do you have? Auntie, you talk about the ancestors all the time. My mother and father are on the other side. Can't leave out their mother and father. You can't leave out their mother and father. You can't leave out their mother and father. You can't leave out their mother and father. And guess what, Auntie? I told y'all before, I don't need to go to Ancestry.com. I don't need to pick up another book to look at the signs and symbols to know what the water has told me in truth. As I assemble myself together. In this book, it says, remember the Lord. Remember. Re means to do again. Right?
Right.
Member means to join or connect. If I remember something, it would have had to have been membered at one point.
Right.
Dismembered and in need of remembering.
Mm-hmm.
Church says, See, that's a language. That's the ancestors. They agree. To remember the Lord must have been whole and disassembled and must be remembered. The first thing I must remember is who the Lord is. Because you be done put together the wrong cat. You ever done something for some folks or for somebody and then wish you never met them, let alone done anything for them? And you said, I was just trying to help. I was just trying to help them get it together. Right?
Yeah.
You know, you travel a lot. I'm a traveled guy. And if you, for those that's listening, when you fly on a plane, the pilot might say something like this. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for flying such and such air. Today we'll be flying at about 30,000 feet. In the event of increased cabin pressure, the mask will fall from the ceiling. Those traveling with small children, put the mask on yourself first. If you can't breathe, you can't help nobody breathe. Forsake not to assemble yourselves, or forsake not the assembling of ourselves. That's what this water does. It assembles myself. It brings them into one place, on one accord. Listen at this, Auntie. This book says this, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And greater, we'll use number, in number. That means there are more people that came together or more entities that came together for my assembly than there are physical beings on the planet right now.
I like that.
If you counted all the people on the planet, it wouldn't come close to my direct ancestry. I'm talking about my mother and my father, their mothers and fathers, their mothers and fathers, and I can say their mothers and fathers till tomorrow, and I just be getting started because each entity that I name was birthed with a mother and a father. Beyond time, right, beyond this new regime of HDTV, before FM radio, before AM radio, before modified weather, before barcodes on food, I am. Right now. And that message and that frequency and that channel is open to me. And I can hear all of those that come together. That's how I know who I am. I remember what I forgot. This memory water says so.
Yeah.
It don't need no words. It bypasses all books, all religions, all races, all cities, all states, all denominations, all currency, all issues. It's in the water. Everything that is in this water.
Mm-hmm.
This book says, hey, listeners, I'll never leave you. Who never left you? I'll never forsake you. Who never forsook you? Even until the end of the world, I'll be true to you. You can always come to me, and I'll be here for you. Who? That water that formed you. No matter what condition you're in, you can make that water. One thing I find about drinking my water, and see, because we're doing this real time, we've put books down and decided to study each other.
Right.
See, you're in Atlanta. Brother Youssef is in Sacramento. Sister Shaitan is in L.A. Sister Vanessa is in Baltimore. Brother Sage is in Utah or Colorado. We can go down. I'm in Vegas. We don't physically talk that often. But I noticed something. You got the same kind of excitement Brother Youssef got.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You got the same vibration that Sister Rochelle got.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Sunny Valley. How y'all all, what y'all excited about? Wait a minute. How is this event the greatest feeling you've ever felt in your life? And then Simi Braxton said the same thing on his show last week. Now, Simi Braxton's a little older than me. Not by much, but enough to have been some places that, hey, man, some piss drinking thing at a hotel, you know what I mean, on a Saturday. I mean, you know, for one weekend, I mean, I know you've done some more exciting things in your life than that. He said, nothing has ever, I've never felt love like this,
mm-hmm.
ever, in any mm-hmm. any place I've ever been. So whatever it's doing, just doing it real time.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to the assembling of myself in front of you as you all assemble yourselves and we do it together in real time. You dig, Auntie?
Oh, you know I do.
It's... Yeah, I had to stop down at pottymouths.com and go through some counseling. Prior to coming on your show. Because I owed so much money last time in fines, I said, I ain't going to even be able to afford to go to the symposium. So my ancestors told me, clean up my act.
Yeah,
clean up my
yeah,
act over here.
Yeah,
on.
Let's do it right. Let's do it right.
That is your auntie. You don't have to say cuss words all the time. You know. And just because y'all raised me cussing don't mean it's still your fault.
I know, right.
I can let that go, right?
Yeah. They say, do as I say, not as I do. So I said, that was the golden rule when we were coming up.
I'm gonna tell you something. If I knew what I knew today, I would be 10 years old pressing charges against you, Auntie Janice, my mama, Big Mama, Pop, Uncle Stevie for
all
sure. He'd be doing 30 years for the abuse. What a ride.
Those were the days, man. Yep, yep,
man,
what a ride.
I wouldn't trade the ride for nothing.
I know, right?
None of it. See, because if you change some of it, right? I remember one time I called myself praying. This was before the water, but nonetheless still in communion with the ancestors that compelled me to be where I am today. And, you know, I was doing one of my, you know, when you do one of them impressive prayers. So not only is God supposed to be listening, he's supposed to be impressed by your layout, you know, by the way you lay it out there. I'm like, God, and I was by myself, you know, so that means I'm sincere. You know what I mean? I'm at home. I was by myself, standing in the window, you know, praying, you know, God, you know, show me whatever it was I wanted him to show me or her to show me. I'm on my best. Show me, you know, with the vibration, like, you know, and a lot of us listening to Martin Luther King, we get some of that. I do some of that in there. Show me, you know, whatever it was I wanted him to show me. He said, you want to see it? Okay, well, don't, well, hold on. Well, hold on now. Well, wait now. Don't get excited. Don't just see that, though. See the whole thing. No, no, no. Wait, Anthony, hold on. You want to hear the parts you want to hear. Well, hold on, player. You want to know something? All right, I'm going to give you something to know. I want you to know every leaf on that tree that you're looking at. And I want you to know them, every leaf by name, because I know them by name. And I'm looking, and all of a sudden, there's a whole lot of leaves on this tree. I ain't said that out loud, but I'm thinking it. So not only that, Anthony, I want you to know every cell on every leaf by name. Yeah, and you see the cement? It wasn't always cement. See the sidewalk? It was gravel at one point, right? I want you to know where every pebble came from. I'm already backing off. And it's naturally it's spiritual, right? So I'm thinking this. It's taking longer to say it than it took to happen. I just know it took a split second for me to want to not know nothing else. Hmm. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2 says this. If any man thinketh he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. See, that's why we're on the ride, Auntie.
Yeah.
One thing I found out about this piss drinking that's different than religion, like, right, when I was down over, you know, the non-denominational, you know, I was down there doing what non-denominationals do. All shout out to all the non-denominationals out there. But you know what? When I wasn't in the mood to be non-denominational, I didn't do the non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've tampered with different religions. You know, I've explored them all. Shout out to all religions. It's a beautiful thing. Wonderful ride. You know, but when I didn't feel like Jehovah witnessing, I didn't.
Right.
You know, and, you know, the rule book over at, you know, greater, what's his name over there? You know, I didn't feel like following all them because they do something a little different over there. I'm cool with it sometime, but I ain't with it all the time. But if you guys listen to me, you know that I've told you, piss drinking is a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Did you hear him? Hold on.
I knew it. I knew if I listened to this show, it was something going to slip up. What'd he say? He just admitted it was a cult.
No, he didn't. No.
Yes, he did. He did. You could back this up. You could back this up. Yes, he did. Listen to him right now.
Yeah, it's a cult.
I told your ass. I
can't believe he said it. I was going to go down there, but hell, now I ain't going. I ain't going down there, and they say it's no cult. Hey, I'm glad you caught it.
There's people in the background, teachers. You know, I told them to put their phones on mute, but they going at it about things I say.
They won't listen.
It's a cult. Facts, Jack. Cult is the root word for culture.
Right.
If there is a culture of you, I promise you it's in that water. If you don't believe me, ask your doctor. Hey, how you doing today? Excuse me, ma'am. Would you go ahead and just pee in a cup for me? Thank you. I'll take that off your hands. Be right back. Right? They got that from you. Now, what seems to be the problem? And because you've been watching TV and shit. I was watching Channel 13. And I was noticing, normally I don't even watch TV. And it just happened. It must be a miracle. It must have been the Lord thinking about me. And I was watching the program. And right in the middle of it was asking me, like, do you have these symptoms? And I was like, well, yeah, but that must be a coincidence. It kept going. I'm like, well, shit, that's me. That's me. And he told me, he said, you know, ask your doctor about Lipitor. So, Doc, I want to ask you, you know anything about the commercial on Channel 13 about Lipitor?
Funny you should ask that. We have some in the back, right? Now, mind you, the side effects, right? Y'all have heard them.
Yeah.
Y'all have heard them. Y'all heard them all. You know, hey, you know your kidneys is going to fall. I know you're just taking it to get you some sleep, right? And to knock them migraines off of you. No problem. Yeah, but you know your pancreas is going to fall out.
Hmm.
Don't worry about that, but we can get you something. We can prescribe something. We got the anti-pancreas fallout pill. But you have to take it now, so when you start taking it with the Lipitor and it start to fall off, like the screws to your pancreas start coming loose, this guanylate is going to screw it back on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, hold on now. Now, hold up. Now, that's the good news. Now, the bad news is when you get it screwed back on, you're going to have to take some alamine. You ain't gonna ask why.
The hell, the alamine gonna kill you though.
Well, hold on now. But it's gonna stop your lower intestines from falling all the way out.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
But is that all right?
The Lipitor and the alamine. Yep.
Yeah. And I see you're gonna need. I'm gonna prescribe you this fourth pill because your attitude is bad. Now, I'm prescribing you top shelf from the back, and this is all the love I get? Huh?
You know, it's so funny that you're doing this, because I read this article earlier today that talked about how the doctors do that, and it was a doctor that wrote the article, you know? So even the medical profession know that they doing that crap, you know, unethically.
You know, it's kind of hard. You know, I'm sure doctor school is hard. You know, they put you through a bunch of tests to see can you follow instructions and pronounce some of this stuff that you're finna be handing out to people. But after about, you know, 10 years of going to school, you figure it ain't a bad gig, you know, just to sit in there with the white jacket on knowing that people gonna show up.
Yep. And you don't have to spend no more than 10 minutes with them.
They coming.
Yep.
They come and you can tell them anything.
Yep.
Yeah. Water of Life Symposium.com. We're going to drink some piss together and dance and talk and look each other in the eye and actually touch each other. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine talking to somebody eye to eye with no distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Yep. Yep. It's a beautiful gig, man. I tell you, that's all I know about it. Shatan got me beat, but my clothes are mostly in my suitcase. They already laid out. I know exactly what I'm bringing, so I'm good. I'm good. Can't hardly wait.
It's a euphoric ride.
Yeah. Oh.
And I would that mankind would commune with us. Get on your
mm-hmm.
thing, man. Get on your thing, sister.
Yeah.
That water you make, I promise you, man, it's a cold game. You know,
mm-hmm.
and listen, I read a post. Dr. Bryce, she responded to it. And, Dr. Rakshak, I believe, maybe a couple of others. You know, one sister was, you know, she's on a fast, I believe, and she's drinking her water, and she was concerned about the color of her water. So I think it was orange at the time,
mm.
and that kind of scared her a little bit. She backed off, and, you know, rightfully so. Again, you know, for those that's new, you know, we've been conditioned all our life to run from ourselves and to despise ourselves on the low,
mm-hmm.
low-key
mm-hmm.
hate ourselves in the name of love,
mm-hmm.
right?
How about
to
that?
Constantly, you know, degrade ourselves in the name of sin and, you know,
mm-hmm.
good and bad and right. We live a punishment, slave-minded idea. Most of us just
mm-hmm.
want to survive, right? We just don't want no trouble, you know. We see all
exactly.
of the pain and the trauma, and it's just, hey, man, just, you know, give me my little $8 and let me go sit over here and be quiet and not mess with nothing, right? Because
mm-hmm.
fear
mm-hmm.
is the driving force behind it all.
Yes.
Right? This water game is something special. And trying to comprehend it with your mind is beyond your thoughts. It's a ride.
Right. Right.
You know, and let me say this. The water listeners will never forsake you. So if you're listening and you're wondering, because I get a lot of that, hey, man, I've been smoking crack, man. You know, man, and I ain't going to even lie. You know, I snort a little crystal meth on the weekend, man, and I drink Seagram's Extra Dry on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Tuesdays. Yeah, Tuesdays, because that's domino night. You think I can go ahead and drink it? Yeah, you drank the Seagram's Extra Dry and didn't call nobody an ass. And went and bought another pint. You didn't drink your piss because it was orange, but you went and bought some orange juice.
Okay.
I want y'all to be listening to me. Get over yourselves when it comes to that water. Well, I can't drink mine because I'm on 15 medications.
Mm-hmm.
The water is resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you heard what I read. Having your heart sprinkled.
Yes.
And your body's washed with pure water. Get it together. Wash up. WaterofLifeSymposium.com. Auntie, we rolling. You did.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm so thankful that I was introduced to it. I don't even try and figure out the years anymore because it doesn't matter. You know, it's when I got started is just as irrelevant as trying to put it into words, you know, the emotion and things, you know, like what do you get out of it? And it's beyond words, like you said, AK. You know, it's such an inner journey, and it's beyond words. It's beyond words. We got Miss Shatan joining us. Hey, Shatan.
Hey, Auntie Sandy. Greetings, AK. Greetings, Auntie Sandy.
Greetings,
hey,
Shep.
I just want y'all to know I'm on a ride with y'all.
All
glad
right,
to be
you.
Here. Water Life Symposium. I can't wait to see everybody. Yeah.
As I know
girl.
You too. I know you two pretty good, you know, Auntie, you've been my aunt, you know, for my whole life.
Yep, yep.
Shep, we got almost 30 years on that. Ooh, 30 years.
30 years.
Man.
Yeah.
So I know you pretty good. I know you pretty good, Auntie.
Yeah.
You know, I know you guys. I know how you live. I know your children. I know you. You know, I know how you walk, how you think. I've watched you since you all start drinking this water. I watch because I drink it too. I'm just watch. And Auntie, I watch you do everything, every herb, every class, every lecture, every seminar, everything that they got that has a brochure and a program. You done it.
Yep.
You know, Shep, you're a thinking woman. Your mind is always going. So if it was another way around this, you two would have gone somewhere something wouldn't line up. Something.
Mm-hmm.
But it lines up with you. Shatan, Casey, Tanya, Tim, Yusef, Danielle, we don't spend time talking to each other all the time, planning what to say and what to do. And it's a ride. It's a frequency, just like 1580.
Yep.
It's the Water World Channel, wateroflifesymposium.com. At the symposium, it's a lot going on in Vegas. Those are channels just like every other radio station, every other broadcast. Hey, you ain't the only station. But let me tell you what's going on this station. Right in the middle of Sin City, right in the heart of it, right in the heart of the entertainment capital of the world, at the Westgate, we're going to open the floodgate. And there'll be many conversations going on, and in the midst of it, there'll be a communion going on. I hope y'all digging the scene with the gangsta lean I got. My diamonds are in the back, the sun rooftop, digging the scene with the gangsta lean. Woo-hoo, Auntie! 1580K day!
It's going down, y'all. Going down.
You know what's going around? It's 93.5 or something, but it's still called K-Day.
Yeah, well, it's on FM now. I'm talking about back in the day on the AM dial.
Yeah,
you couldn't
FM
get on
the
FM back then.
K-D-A-Y.
This frequency we're on. Folks be listening. Folks are getting tired of being sick. I told you, this ain't an outreach program. It's a vibration.
Yeah.
You know how you heard about it? You know, you heard about the get-together. Everybody, you heard about it. You heard. Oh, I heard about that. Oh, yeah? How's that? Man, remember that? Man, you had to be there. What?
Right,
man,
right.
What?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
What? Yeah, and she was there, too. She didn't come. She don't ever go nowhere. That's why I didn't come, man. She don't ever come out. She was there that night. No! And she had on a cat suit. Oh, no! Bet you won't miss it again, will you? See, you got to miss that cat suit real bad and hate yourself for it.
Mm-hmm.
It got to call your name, Auntie.
Yeah. It's called a lot of names. People ain't responding. You know, I know that for a fact, too. So, but, you know, to each his own. Everybody got to be responsible for their own actions.
Listen, I understand why folks don't tamper with this. This ain't a game, player.
Yeah.
This is that P-Funk.
Mm-hmm.
This is what
mm-hmm.
Parliament was talking about. I done told you, when you drink this, you'll understand these lines.
Yes.
Picture yourself sipping. Matter of fact, I'll take a little sip right now.
Yes, yes.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There's nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection.
Yes,
home
yes.
of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb. Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig. While we do it to you in your eardrum. Who, me? I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long head sucker. Get it? Y'all sisters
yep.
know what the long head sucker is. Come, y'all, hello? Some of you brothers
it.
Do too. Yeah, y'all know it. Don't hate. I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long head sucker. My motto is. Make my funk the P-Funk. I wants to get funked up. What? Make my funk the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. I want the bomb. I want the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Woo! Make my funk the P-Funk. Oh! Water of Life Symposium. I'm going to make my funk the P-Funk. You understand me?
Yes, yes.
I want my
yep.
funk uncut. Cut. Aqua Boogie, baby. Never learned to swim. Can't get the rhythm of the stroke. Why should I hold my breath, feeling that I might choke? What could he be talking about? Aqua Boogie, baby. Get in the water.
Yes, yes.
Water of Life Symposium. We're going to drink that and turn the music on and see what happens.
Okay.
Right.
It's all uphill after that. I mean, uphill.
I don't know. I don't know if we should. You know, I read a scripture on Real and Raw. You guys tune in to Real and Raw on Saturdays. The jkingnetwork.com. You know, every Saturday, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. You know, we chop it up real and raw. And I read a scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 5, and I won't read it, Auntie, but it was really cold because the Jesus character, right, he's teaching. And it says that the Pharisees and the doctors of the law are sitting by. You feel me? Sitting by. And I called him, well, I don't know if I can say it on here, but I called him nearby niggas. You know the nearby niggas? The niggas would be just nearby. They really not into nothing. They just nearby, taking notes. The the to everything. So, the place is packed because, you know, according to the book, there was a healing that happened. A dude got healed of leprosy, and that was some cold stuff. They didn't have nothing down at Walgreens for that, you know, or UMC. They didn't have nothing down at Kaiser. They didn't have nothing down at Killer King. You know, leprosy was cold-blooded. Leprosy was the AIDS of that time. And somehow this interaction that Jesus had in the book, you know, healed his leprosy. And, and Jesus told him, hey, don't tell nobody. Now, you know, Auntie, like I know. You know, first of all, if you had leprosy and you fixed it, you know, and your face had the white puff knots all over your face, and all of a sudden they're gone, you ain't got to tell nobody.
Right? Everybody knows nobody.
Yeah, nevertheless, this dude is excited, right? He goes and tells everybody, and here's what Jesus tells the dude. He said, look, trade your testimony, right? Trade your cleansing, your cleansing for your testimony. Right? See, because it was, see, you got to understand the mindset, listeners. In that day, sin and sickness, same thing. If you sinned, you were sick. And if you were sick, it's because you were sinned. That's how the law works. See how the game of law comes from somewhere. So Jesus is violating the law because things are being, well, they're made well. Y'all hip to the well where the water is? They're made well. So the nearby niggas, when Jesus tells the dude his sins are forgiven, here's what the nearby niggas said. Who has the power to heal, forgive sins other than God himself? Who? Right? And this is a guy that because they're watching Jesus, right? They got their eye on him. They watching him. And they nearby because, see, the pharmaceutical thing is getting out of hand and people ain't getting well. So now where Jesus is packed. Now it's packed. So here come the nearby niggas. You know, the lawmakers. The scribes, the writers, you know, the reporters, the note takers, the examiners, the scrutinizers. Let's see what they got happening down here. And while the place is packed and Jesus is teaching and nearby niggas is sitting nearby doing nearby nigga stuff, the place is packed. And here comes a dude who has palsy, Auntie. That's what it says. He has palsy. Meaning he can't move, and he's on a couch. And he got people carrying the couch, but they can't find a way to get in because the place is packed. You know what they do, Auntie?
Okay.
They go up on the roof. Now, you figure a dude on a couch that can't move, that got people moving him, he's probably a man of some means, right? He's probably paying these cats because the place is packed. And if you ain't paying a cat and it's packed, hey, out of courtesy, we brought you to the dough, homie. You're on your own from here. But, you know, climbing on the roof, you know what I mean? You know, you're going to have to run some change for that. They took him up on the roof, Auntie, and they took the tiles apart. Are you digging this scene?
Yeah, I got you.
And the dude is on a couch, and they drop him down where he's dangling down right in front of the Jesus character, just like out of nowhere. Just imagine, just hypothetical. Just say we at a symposium, you know, just hypothetical, and people want to know what's going on. And all of a sudden, we hear a sound on top of the roof. What in the hell? And everybody looks up, and then boom! Here comes a dude being lowered down on a couch, dangling right in front of Jesus. And everybody's looking. I And then the dudes, right, the nearby niggas, they are who he think he is. Who he think he is. And then the book says Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, looked at the nearby niggas and said, hey, which is easier for me to do? Is it easier for me to tell him your sins are forgiven or to take up the bed and walk? Which one? Okay. All right, since y'all baffled, Austin, you're doing all this thinking and you baffled right now, I tell you what. So that you know that the Son of Man, in other words, when you hear Son of Man, that means not your invisible God, the one that you're sitting here tripping on, wondering who can do it, and every time you see something right in front of your eyes, you go to this invisible God. Let me snap you out of it so that you know that I'm right in front of you, right here. Take up your bed and walk, dude. Take the couch with you and go home. You carry the couch and go. The book says immediately the dude got up off the couch, took the couch with him, gone. Then he looked at the nearby niggas and then what? Now what? What are we going to do now? The moral of the story. We in the water. I'm telling you, you want your ailments fixed? Drink up. Drink up and watch what happens. Don't worry about the color. Drink the water. It's beyond your thoughts. Your mind is calcified. You've been conditioned your whole life. Okay? Drink up. That's where the game is. And now what? Now what you going to do? The symposium's on the 20th. We're going to be drinking pee right at the Westgate. Now what you going to do? Don't tell me it don't work. Shep, diabetes and all that stuff they said you had, how's that going in your life?
It has been MIA. I am wrong. Mm.
Where the nearby, now I hope nearby niggas, I hope y'all wrote that down. Auntie, remember that this is when you really got on your water, as I remember it. Something was going on with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What was happening with your eyes?
I couldn't see. Man, my vision was going, you know. My skin at one point too, you know. Better.
How your vision?
Better. Yeah.
See,
clear.
And if we keep this up, see, you ain't got to invite nobody to wellness. All you got to do is be tired of being sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask homie on the couch. You know, when you're trying to get $850 per hour, you know, to get to some cash, and that was a lot of money back in the time, to take you up on the roof and take the tile off and drop you down just for a shot at relieving this pain, whatever it is, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
We ain't just healing, Auntie. We talking about wellness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Changing the dynamic. Mm-hmm.
Say it again, Auntie.
I said it's changing the dynamics, you know, it's changing the whole, the stem cells, it's changing the whole, all the big words, you know, it's changing all the scientific building blocks of your inners, you know, like it all changes. It all changes when we consider that, you know, different organs and body parts and things like that rejuvenate themselves, regenerate themselves over a period of time. So the urine is giving us all this added nutrients and this added power and I don't even know all the words, but you know,
have
we
you
got
done
all
this one?
Added stuff.
Have you guys done this one? Have you been walking by the mirror and stop and do a double take.
Yeah.
And you look and you go, who am? Wow, am I glowing?
Yeah.
Have you done that one? Have you looked and you saw your grandmother or your grandfather, or you're looking at you? Whoa, man, I look like my father.
I've done that with regard to my mom. I sure have.
Me too, my mom.
Yeah. See her, all of her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in constant communion with those on my tree.
Yeah,
it's an ongoing game.
I don't think you can stop it, AK.
No.
I don't think that there's anything that you can do to stop that communication. It's just like automatically opened up for you. It's like it's right there in your face.
And that's why they call it possession, being possessed by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit, holy simply means pure,
right.
Authentic, untampered with. You dig? So if you got to go somewhere to get the Holy Spirit, it probably ain't too holy. You got to drink the Holy Spirit. Y'all know spirits is in the water. Y'all been to the liquor store before.
Mm-hmm.
Wine and spirits. Come on now, church. This ain't new.
Yep.
Huh? That Holy Spirit, you start putting that back in their tree, and them ancestors start claiming the space.
Serious.
Come on, church. Y'all know about reparations.
Serious.
Y'all trying to get it from Trump and them. Y'all trying to get it out the Federal Reserve. Don't lie. If they gave every Negro $1 million, all they're going to do is raise the price.
Yep.
So that ain't reparations.
Nope.
Go ahead, Auntie.
Nope. I was going to say $1 million is going to become like $100 million, Yeah. But no,
that ain't it.
But that interconnection sure is.
Reparation comes from the inside.
Yeah.
Look at that production water and put it back in that tree and watch what happens. Oh, and don't trip. You'll be tripping enough. Mm-hmm. We on one, Auntie.
Yeah.
Hard.
And when you go on a fasting where you're only consuming your water, you have energy that is so complete. It's like it won't let you now. See, now I gotta put money in the pot. So it won't let you half-ass anything. You know, like you can't just go and be like, oh, that's good enough. The spirit in you and the ancestors' energy, they'd be like, oh no, you not. You gonna do that
thing
right. You remember how you had to rewash the dishes and everything in the kitchen if you messed up something, you know, messed something up and stuff. So that's the kind of energy I got right now. It's like it's crazy. Like, you know, I went out the other day and had a couple of things. I was trying to decide what I was going to wear, and I turned around and it was like, oh, you can't leave this room like this. And I'm like, it's time to go. But I couldn't leave, you know. So it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It takes you over, and it makes you so much better. Yeah.
Yep.
So much better.
That's them cats. That's them cats. I'm talking about even to, hey, sit down.
Yep.
Sit. No, don't turn on nothing. Don't touch nothing. Sit.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing, you know, it's 5 hours. I'm sitting. And in my mind, my mind ain't shit, Auntie. So I got to pay the fine. How much is it? Five?
I don't know.
Five.
Me and you in there together right now. So
I think I've done very well today. mic.
You have. I'm proud of you.
But I'm gonna tell y'all, listeners. Look, I'm the founder of a thing we do, but my mind is pure garbage. I'm gonna tell you something. Mm. I am my worst enemy. Nobody ain't doing nothing to me. Nobody messes with me. Nobody does. But I'm chasing me, man.
Yeah.
I'm chasing me. I have the most horrible thoughts of myself. Always have. Horrible thoughts have kept me company since I was a child. What the difference is now is my relationship to the dialogue that's happening inside of me. And again, I want to show y'all how this thing works. Your body's a playground for spirits. All you got to do is go to a mortuary, a morgue, a funeral, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Body don't do nothing. But this body's occupied with entities. We call it spirit, many spirits, many. It's the house for our ancestors. So death is supposed to replicate eternal life. So once those that preceded us step out of their meat suit, they should, by the spirit, be able to return right here. This is the reparation center. This is why the Jesus character said, I and my Father are one. He was one with the spirit of himself through the water that aligned him with everything that made him him. That's why he said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the first. I am the last. See, when you talk like that, you're under the influence. See, that's what it sounds like when you high off that water. It puts you in first-person possession. Right? Just like when we say somebody's possessed by a demon, we watch that demon act out in real time. We expect the foam at out the mouth, the deep voice, the eyes rolling, you know, the demon kit. You know, you possessed by a demon, we want to see the demon package, partner. Right? Bust out, you know, show me some claws and some fur on your back, you know, or something. Well, in like fashion, when you're possessed by your own ancestors, it don't need no help. You'll find yourself under the influence, first person, just like what you're talking about, Auntie. Stuff like sit down. Hey, you see that? Pick that up. And you really do it. Not like when you don't drink. You ain't no ignoring. No, no, no.
Exactly.
Am I lying or telling the truth? If you can't move out the vibration, man, it won't let you.
Yep.
Water of life.
I'm over there in agreement too.
No, really, I was in that. In the bathroom at work, and someone had just threw paper towels on the floor. So I was about to walk out, and someone was like, just get a paper towel and pick it all up. So I got a paper towel and picked it all up. There was no traffic.
Listen, why am I wiping off the urinal in the public bathroom?
For the same reason. Yep.
Yeah.
Right now, because see now, I'm going to tell y'all something about me when I go in a public restroom. All right? My hand, the palm of my hand, becomes a cup. Yes, sir. So for y'all that's talking about y'all drink but you don't have a cup, you always got a cup on you. Always got a cup. Pee in a cup, right there in the palm of your hand. And see, when you a boy, I don't know about girls on this ride. Maybe in one of my other lifetimes I could tell y'all some stories. But on this one, I know boys, you know, we can control the flow.
Yeah,
you know,
fill up the palm,
you know, swallow you some and then hold some. If you're in public, hold it in your mouth, you know. Hold some in your mouth until you walk out to your car, to your thing, you know. Ride the wave, always.
Mm-hmm. I carry my little cup with me all the time, I tell you.
Yeah.
What is it about that water? that no matter what mood I'm in, I drink that water. No matter what mood I'm in.
There's no words. There's no words for it. Unless you or Shaitan have some words, I can't find them personally.
It just keeps you accountable. And I want to remain in a state of accountability. You know, so I'm going to continue to drink it.
What is it about that aged urine that when I pick up that aged jar and I put it to my nose and I smell it and it burns the hell out of my nose and I love it and I feel like I'm just right at home?
But when you clean your nose with it and then fill it up in your brain.
What make me wash my face with it and be walking out and then go back and put some more on my face just to have a little extra?
Right. You got to do it to understand it. Yep.
Huh?
You got to do it. You have to do it. There's no way to describe this to anybody, you know, like you were talking about earlier. You missed the party, you know, man, you just missed it.
Hey, man. I look forward to seeing you all, you listeners, you all that's out there that attend the symposium, you all that are listening that are planning to attend for the first time. I look forward to it. I know I speak for Auntie and Shep when I tell y'all we can't wait. We can't wait.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
For community. Water of Life Symposium.com, September 20th through the 22nd, Westgate, Las Vegas. Y'all know what it is.
It's just a few days away, and I found something just for you, Mr. King. I want to play this as we end the show tonight. Be sure to come back and see me next week, same time, same station. But this is something I want to play here.
Well, all right.
Hey!
Citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid.
Find the pyramid, y'all.
I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Lightyear groove.
Don't trip.
All right. Hear the noise, ain't nobody but me and the boy.
Just me and the boy.
Get down. Hit it, fellas.
My ancestors, y'all.
Fries and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership.
Come on to the mothership, y'all!
Doing the fuck. Hustle on over here.
Bye.
hip to Easter Island, the Bermuda Triangle. Well, all right, ain't nothing but a party. Star child here, citizens of the universe, I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? It in 3D. So good is good to me.
Water of Life Symposium.com. Good night. See you next week on the radio.